It's Morning Edition on Maine Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Erwin Gratz. The state celebrated its first Indigenous Peoples Day yesterday on what had formerly been Columbus Day. Willis Ryder Arnold reports.
Members of the Huntley Brooks Singers performed at the Maine Historical Society in Portland as part of a celebration to mark Maine's first Indigenous Peoples Day. Penobscot Nation Tribal Ambassador Molly Ann Dana says the day has been a long time coming.
So I think changes like Indigenous Peoples Day really bring us to a level of equality, and there's a certain new level of respect, and I really think it sets the table for meaningful, lasting change.
Governor Janet Mills signed into law this year a bill that changed Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. The move is intended to better acknowledge the history of Native American tribes. In calling for the change, supporters have cited Columbus's mistreatment of Native tribes. Dana says it's no secret that the state of Maine and the tribal nations have not always seen eye to eye. And, she says, the 1980 Maine Indian Land Claims Settlement Act has been used by lawmakers to establish policies that have been at the center of disagreements over tribal sovereignty.
And I think I have some hope that at least we're having a good discussion and that there's guidelines in place to turn over recommendations from this task force into the hands of the legislature.
Fiona Hopper, lead social studies teacher for Portland Public Schools, was on hand for the morning celebration. Hopper says she's worked with the school system to better integrate Wabanaki and Native American history into school programming. She says shifting the narrative to focus on Indigenous peoples rather than on European explorers is more historically accurate.
The history here starts with contact, which a certain kind of history starts, the history of colonization and the brutality of that, but that's not the actual history of this area.
John Dennis, cultural director of the Aroostook Band of Mi'kmaqs, led a prayer to open the day's celebration. He says addressing that history and marking it with an Indigenous Peoples Day may start to repair some of the hurt visited upon Native peoples by Columbus and the colonists that came to the Americas.
I guess what I want is to just for them to take a look at us as humans again, as people.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.